Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here is a big part of my concern in trading for someone as elite as Justin Jefferson. The cost. And the reason I have that concern is I look at history. I look at other elite-level wide receivers that have been traded in the last couple of years, and there were two that jump out at me. Devontae Adams, when he was traded from Green Bay to the Raiders, and Stephon Diggs, when he was traded from Minnesota to Buffalo. And both of those guys netted back first-round picks.
Yes.
Now, I want to be fair, all right? Context is king here. The first-round picks received back were 20 and 22 respectively.
Yes.
Okay? The Jet pick in the first round is higher than that.
Yes.
So there's certainly more value. The problem is...
That's why I don't think it'll be a 2024 first round pick.
Oh, I think it would be. What do you think it would be then?
Either a couple of later round picks or a pick in 2025 or 26.
A couple of later round picks for one of the best wide receivers on the planet?
Yeah. Because just like with Stephon Diggs... Just like with, who's the other one?
Devontae Adams.
Both of those teams realized that they were going to have to pay a ton on the other side. Like, you don't just trade for Stephon Diggs or Devontae Adams and be like, yeah, we're just going to keep him for a year. Yeah, we just keep him on, sign him for 1 year. You sign him because you see him as your part of your future.
Right.
And helping you win. And so that discounts the price from the shipping out team. Right, so they have to understand that. That's why those deals got done. Same thing happened with Tyreek Hill, right? When he left Kansas City, he knew that they couldn't pay him, and so he said, "Trade me now, give me a chance to go someplace else and go make the money I deserved." And that's why he's the highest paid wide receiver in football. I think it's 30. Like, I think his number is ridiculous, and I think it's an outlier. But it's where the elite wide receiver position is trending right now.
Yeah, I don't think, because I think there'd be enough teams so enamored by the idea of getting Justin Jefferson, even if it means they have to pay him.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson.
That I think the cost would be a first-round pick. And with the Jets not having a second-round pick, they don't have it from the Rodgers trade, no regrets, I'm just giving everybody the information. I think that cost is way too high, because it's not just going to be that. Like, I'm not even worried about the contract or the cap. That's Sean's issue. Isn't that, aren't you like a cap geek and that bothers you?
Yes, because I agree with Tiki that ultimately the cap is maneuverable, but at some point you always have to pay the piper on the cap, and the Jets are in a spot in a couple years where they're going to have to pay the piper on Aaron Rodgers' number that gets moved around, and if then you're paying a wide receiver $35 million, you're still going to have to sign Garrett Wilson. You're going to sign two number one wide receivers to that big a deal?
Yeah, but no. See, here's the mistake you're making, with all due respect. You're being very kind. Sean's actually being kind. He's thinking about us as Jet fans in 2027, and that's very nice of you. But we're worried about 2024. Mm-hmm. We're trying to win a world championship now. And at this moment, Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner haven't gotten their big payday. This is a moment where financially you could take advantage of the fact that some of your best players haven't been paid. Breece Hall, too, by the way, even though he'll never get paid because he's a running back.
Yeah.
So to me, it's not the cost salary-wise. It's the cost of...
It's the opportunity cost.
It's the pick stuff, because I want to use the picks, as many bullets as I can, to try to hit on other cheap players that can help my team now, and then I can get a wide receiver not as good as Justin Jefferson, but I can get a wide receiver without having to give up anything.
But that's where I think it goes hand in hand. If you're trading for Justin Jefferson, you are thinking about the future beyond this year, but if you're trading for Justin Jefferson, you are giving up bullets. And I think not having a second rounder by virtue of the Rodgers trade is an enormous deal for this team. And we could argue about whether offensive linemen shine right away. The bottom line is, and we went over this yesterday, you're going to need three offensive linemen on this team, amongst other holes, including that second wide receiver. And going all out, both on a cap hit and a trading of an asset for Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
It, to me, that just doesn't jive with the right use of assets to making this team as win now as possible.
So I think you need to shoot your shot. That's what I'm talking about. By the way, I didn't realize Tyreek Hill's deal. It was five picks.
Mm.
Five picks they traded for him, including a first rounder, but it was late.
Cost of business, man.
It was the 29th pick. It was so late, it's more like a second round
pick.
Well,
that's why if the Jets gave up their first, maybe they wouldn't have to give up much other than that. The problem is, again, it's all about competition. If you have five teams willing to give up a first-round pick for Justin Jefferson, which they may, the price goes up. He's one of the best wide receivers on the planet.
I wonder if the Giants would be willing to do
that. Look at you. You're getting that wandering eye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.